Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא
Hello. We'll be starting our lesson with excerpts on the subject of the work within reason and the work above reason. We'll be reading excerpts we found on the topic. You can send us questions on kab.tv, some of which we may air here, and Rav may answer. So, lesson on the subject of the work above reason and within reason.
Let's hear what our teachers are telling us and try to put together questions as precise as possible, as actual as possible on this topic of above reason. Please.
So, excerpt 22 from Labash, Volume 3, article, Save Your Servant, You, My God. One should believe, above reason, that he has already received all his wishes, which is called a gift. He thanks his Rav for this, for one must not live in separation, meaning to have complaints against his Rav, that his Rav is not giving him what he is asking for. For this reason, it is forbidden for man to be deficient, and he must always be in joy. However, in order to have kelim, vessels, to receive, he must awaken the deficiencies. In the offering, this is regarded as ascending and descending, knowing in the beginning and knowing in the end, and concealment in between. That is, between knowing and knowing, it is permitted to see the concealment, meaning that he has no revelation with respect to the truth, to feel that his work is desirable to his love. It follows that one must not disclose any lack in Torah and work for himself. Rather, he must always go above rhyme and reason and say that he is utterly and completely whole. In between, he can ask his wishes and as his eyes see that he has only faults. But afterwards, he must believe that it is as though he has already received all of his wishes and he thanks his Rav for this. At that time, he can be happy that he is whole. It follows that all his wholeness is built on faith, and his deficiencies are built on knowledge, since the judge has only what his eyes can see. Again, 22, Save your servant, you, my God. One should believe above reason that he has already received all of his wishes, which is called a gift. He thanks his Rav for this, for one must not live in separation, meaning to have complaints against his Rav, that his Rav is not giving him what he is asking for. For this reason, it is forbidden for man to be deficient, and he must always be in joy. However, in order to have kelim, vessels with which to receive, he must awaken the deficiencies. In the offering, this is regarded as ascending and descending, knowing in the beginning and knowing in the end, and concealment in between. That is, between knowing and knowing, it is permitted to see the concealment, meaning that one has no revelation with respect to the truth, to feel that his work is desirable to his love. It follows that one must not disclose any lack in Torah and work to himself. Rather, he must always go above rhyme and reason and say that he is utterly and completely whole. In between, he can ask his wishes as his eyes can see that he has only faults, but afterwards, he must believe that it is as though he has already received all his wishes and he thanks his Rav for this. At that time, he can be happy that he is whole. It follows that all his wholeness is built on faith and his deficiencies are built on knowledge, since the judge has only what his eyes can see.
Should I ask questions? Yes? So as I said before the lesson, that we seemingly came here, we have no awakening, no desire, nothing. This is actually a situation from which it is the easiest to ascribe ourselves, relate ourselves, all of us, to bestowing to the Creator whatever there is. Now we're in a state, let's say, where even though I already have all kinds of thoughts and desires, how can I reset them in a way that I have no self-interest in whatever is happening with me? Rather, from this level onward, I'm only concerned about how to bring contentment through the friends to the Creator. What am I lacking for that? It's as if now I have no deficiencies, I have no problems, I don't have the left line. Let's think. From zero, how do I now, each and everything, I establish it from within me so that it will be aimed to the benefit of the society and the Creator who is in there. And with that inclination, I will determine my existence. Let's go. Each one should speak out of himself about how does he intend to establish himself this way to the benefit of the society and the benefit of the Creator who is inside it. Go ahead.
Yes.
The meaning of praying all day, I wish he prayed all day long, has received in the recent days a different meaning. We're doing this prayer and there are very special discernments that it's difficult for me to express, but it's something else. It's something where you always need to come out of a state where you're disconnected, detached, and you need to always scrutinize yourself and to connect yourself to the importance of the goal and the friends, the importance of the gift.
Yes. These are the most gray states, when you have no ascent or no descent, when you have no desire, and you don't even feel, you don't yearn, nothing. You can only continue mechanically, automatically. You have habits, you have commitments to the friends, to come with your face here, put on a smile, act, look at the friends, make out of myself as though I'm happy with life. That's it. There's no choice.
In respect to yesterday, in continuation of it, where we practiced by ourselves to try and pray, the way I feel, what we lack, or at least what I lack, is awakening, just to remember that I have to do this. If I remember that I have to do it, I'll do it. I also want to do it, but constantly I have all these diversions, things that divert my attention towards other things. And so if only if we succeed in awakening like that.
Rav, I very much want my friends to also have such thoughts and such desires as I do have now. I very much want that my friends will also have the same thoughts, desires, intentions for the benefit of the friends and for the benefit of the Creator inside of them as I have now. So I am truly concerned, I pray, I very much want it to happen to them as well, for them to have it. Please.
You need two things here. One, to annul yourself, to annul, to be annulled towards the friends. And second, to convey a heartfelt, warm atmosphere, warm emotion. If you do that, like a hot buns from an oven, if you do that, it's good.
I very much want that my friends will now have thoughts and desires. I very much want my friends to now have thoughts and sensations like that, that are above corporeality, that are attached to equivalence with the upper light, resembling it, because everything we have in life that's not related to that is imaginary and transient. It's just a movie that's rolling in the same place and it has no purpose. The only real thing we have in life is to study, to learn what does it mean to love the friends like the Creator loves them.
And I thank the Creator for having such thoughts, which are for the sake of the friends, and I want to think of this more and more and to live only in this, because only in this do I bestow contentment upon Him.
This constant exit from the point of where I was to the point of thinking about the friends, that this is all of our work, the moment I catch myself, this is the practice that we have to be doing internally all the time, to come out of myself. And even if I was thinking about myself for a moment, my right of existence is only thanks to the friends and our connection.
We're speaking with our mouths open, right? Not in our hearts, right? Open your mouth and speak. Please, go ahead.
I think about my friends. I pray for them that they will have the strength, they will have the desire to come here, to keep the framework, to stay on the path. I pray for them. I cross my fingers, hold my for them. I give them forces.
And in that place where I pray for the friends, I succeed in making sure that not only they remember, but that I also will be in that process. And in that process where I constantly ask and beg for the friends and remember for them, something new will be born.
Rav, after I ask that I will have thoughts and desires for the society, and I asked that all of my friends will have such thoughts and desires for the society and for the Creator inside of it. Now I'm asking and caring for the Creator, that He will have such thoughts and desires that are for my friends, for the society. Go ahead.
I want the Creator to have such thoughts towards my friends and towards the society, because I want to make Him glad. I want for there to be connection and perfection, light. The light will touch and to bestow contentment upon Him.
I want to care for the Creator that He will have thoughts and desires for the society. I don't quite understand what does it mean to care that the Creator will have thoughts, but what I do want is that the Creator will help my friends here and all over the world to be closer to each other, to make room between them for His dressing, and that in all of this exertion that we will bring Him contentment.
And I ask of Him to always reside in their thoughts and not leave them for even a moment, and to always be within their hearts, giving them power to help each other.
Rav, after I asked that I will have thoughts and desires for the society and the Creator inside of it, that's one. Two, after I asked that the friends, each and every friend, will have such thoughts and desires for the society and for the Creator inside of it. Three, after I asked that the Creator will have thoughts and desires for all of the friends and for Him to be in the society, I want to connect all of these together about myself, about the society, and about the Creator, that it will all be Israel, the light, and the Creator is one. Go ahead. I'm asking that it will happen. So I'm asking of myself and of the society and of the Creator, of all of them together, that all of them together will unite in this way in a single state. Go ahead.
I want for all of us to be united together in one state. It means that after that request, in different ways, from the friends, for the sake of the friends, for the sake of the Creator, that gratitude, that complete gratitude, it needs to come out of everyone. He does the best thing that can be in order to advance us, and for that state we have to thank Him. And to then convey this request such that he will allow every friend to perform such an action.
I'm asking for myself and from the friends and from the Creator that the Creator will give strength to me and to the friends to come out of my egoistic self, and that we will know how to connect in the center of the group above the ego, and there we will give contentment to the Creator.
Because there we will all work together, not as separate waves, but everyone together in one frequency, me, the friends, the Creator, all of us together, and just want this ability to think of the friends, to give to the friends, to want for the friends.
And therefore the force of unity is in a combination of desires towards the friends, towards myself, desires towards the Creator, and requests for myself, that all of these will unite, will be equal, balanced, and with the same force of unity, His wholeness will be revealed in the world.
To connect the me and the Creator and the group, Israel, that's a constant action that we have to be in now throughout the lesson and throughout the 24 hours of the day with every moment of our lives, and everything else we do in our lives are false, imaginary actions. Nothing is left of them but the aspiration, the yearning for the light in me and in the friends, and the request for the light to help, that is reality.
It's a good time now to be grateful for how the Creator is clothing through the teacher, through the friends, He's awakening us, and to ask that all the friends will try, will make an effort to see the Creator revealed through the friends, through Rav, and that we will create this zone in which we discover you, one through the other.
This feeling that we're all one, that we're all praying for our children and the parts, our parts, this one which is greater than us also, that we want only for that, nothing else. If we understand, if we don't understand, we only go with that flow. It pulls us, it gives us oxygen, and this oxygen we want to give to others. It's not even ours, that oxygen. That feeling, we want it to be in the friends, always.
Yes, now when we're sitting together and we're not thinking about ourselves and we're integrating.
Excerpt 23, Rabash. Concerning above reason. 22.
צריך להאמין למעלה מהדעת שכבר קיבל
22 again. One should believe above reason that he has already received all of his wishes, which is called a gift. He thanks his love for this, for one must not live in separation, meaning to have complaints against his love, that his love is not giving him what he asks. For this reason, it is forbidden for man to be deficient, and he must always be in joy. However, in order to have kelim, or vessels with which to receive, he must awaken the deficiencies. In the offering, this is regarded as ascending and descending, knowing in the beginning and knowing in the end, and concealment in between. That is, between knowing and knowing, it is permitted to see the concealed, meaning that one has no revelation with respect to the truth, to feel that his work is desirable to his love. It follows that one must not disclose any lack in Torah and work to himself. Rather, he must always go above rhyme and reason, saying that he is utterly and completely whole. In between, he can ask his wishes, as his eyes can see that he has only faults. But afterwards, he must believe as though he has already received all his wishes, and he thanks his love for this. At that time, he can be happy that he is whole. It follows that all his wholeness is built on faith, and his deficiencies are built on knowledge, since the judge has only what his eyes can see.
Rab, how do we control the situations, opening up or shutting down, hiding or revealing the deficiency, so that we will use it only as a force that is useful for the attainment of the goal? How do we do it? When do we reset ourselves to zero and we start just like we started the lesson today, that we have nothing for ourselves, we are completely without any deficiency, then we develop a deficiency only for the group, only for the Creator, only for unity, connection? When do we awaken our deficiency and realistically as much as possible, because the judge is only what his eyes see, as he says, and how do we again shut it down? How do we work in a way that we are in control over the revelation of the deficiency and shutting down the deficiency? How do we do it in a way that it is beneficial for our advancement? What does it mean, beneficial for our advancement? That we are concerned that in the revelation of the deficiency or in concealing the deficiency, when we shift from request to gratitude, that we only take into consideration giving contentment to the Creator, either by raising a deficiency to Him, discovering that we depend on Him, or raising gratitude to Him, discovering, showing that we are grateful to Him. Go ahead. How can we be above ourselves and in control of all of the situations in order to be aimed to His blessed name? Go ahead. Each one should speak. First, you can scrutinize the question, talk about the question itself, and later on, how do you find some answer, a resolution, an explanation for it?
So actually what we have to scrutinize is how we always, on one hand, annul ourselves, and on the other, relay the lacks onwards so as to not be a blockage in the system, but to always be able to work, to relay the energy and the power to the friends. And the answer for this, as ever, is annulment of the self, integration with the others, and my ability to always always be either in lack or gratitude for the friends.
Actually, the question is how to be in control over the situations, which means that...
Rav, make sure that your mouth is open and your lips are moving.
To be in control of the situations means how much you are annulled towards the friends, how much you get deficiencies from them, and all the deficiencies are aimed through them. That means to be in control over the situations.
The question is, how do we govern, how do we manage this force called the lack, such that it is beneficial, spiritually speaking, to the friends and the Creator? And the answer is, for me, in my home court, there aren't such things. It can't happen. It can happen only at the center of the group. There we can connect and ask the light to help us to do things that are close to Him.
We need to persuade ourselves in this with this idea that there is an upper force here that is managing all of our thoughts and desires. Any way we look, any movement, whatever we see, it's all governed by Him. After we start persuading each other with this idea, we start turning it into reality. And then everything that comes only comes as a means for revelation.
We know that God created in order to do. We have to do in every state, to act, to add, to ask. And from that place where we don't know, we begin to do things. Then we scrutinize the lack. We ask for the lacks of the friends, not our own, but the lack of the friends for the benefit of the ten, the lack of the collective, not each individual, and to always add more exertion, because that place of doing and scrutinizing begets advancement.
Yes, it is truly a revolution. Usually a deficiency, a desire is what is controlling me. I don't know where it comes from, how to work with it. There are all kinds of different drives, urges, and things. This is what manages a person in life. Here we turn the table, and by ourselves we start managing it and promoting it, using it to advance to the desirable goal, the purpose of society. I wish we will succeed.
Excerpt 23, Abash, concerning above reason. One must say, now I see that the real way is actually to go above reason. And the evidence of that is the fact that now I have been rewarded with some illumination from above, only because I have taken it upon myself to go above reason. This is why I was awarded with the Creator bringing me a little closer to Him and giving me some awakening from above. And this illumination that he has now received gives him an answer to all the questions. It turns out that this testifies to above reason. Thus, what should I now do so as to continue with above reason? There is only to grow stronger and to start looking for ways to clothe his work in above reason. It follows that by that he did not blemish his faith at all, since he was walking in it before he was rewarded with any illumination from above. Since even now he is not receiving the illumination as a foundation on which to build the structure of his work. Rather, he is taking this illumination as a testimony that he is on the right track, that he is in faith above reason. Only in this form of work does the Creator bring a person closer to Him and gives the person room to draw nearer to Him, since this coming closer will not let him fall into the vessels of reception, which are called within reason, since the Creator sees that one is trying to go only above reason. We'll read it again. One must say, now I see that the real way is actually to go above reason. And the evidence for that is the fact that now I have been awarded with some illumination from above, only because I have taken it upon myself to go above reason. This is why I was rewarded with the Creator bringing me a little closer to Him and giving me some awakening from above. And this illumination that he has now received gives him an answer to all the questions. It follows that this testifies to the above reason. Thus, what should I do now so as to continue with above reason? There is only to grow stronger and to start looking for ways to dress his work in above reason. It turns out that by that he did not blemish his faith at all, since he was walking in it before he was rewarded with any illumination from above. Since even now he is not receiving the illumination as a foundation on which to build the structure of his work. Rather, he is taking the illumination as testimony to the fact that he is on the right track, that he is in faith above reason. Only in this form of work does the Creator bring a person closer to Him and gives the person room to draw nearer to Him, since this nearing will not let him fall into the vessels of reception, which are called within reason. Since the Creator sees that he is trying to go only above reason.
How do we, or how can we imagine to ourselves a state of above reason? See that we're not in it, and to go as if we are in it. It all depends on the effort, exercises. How can we depict to ourselves a state of what it means to be above reason, to see that we're not in it, and to carry out actions to manage ourselves as if we are in it, as if we are in it. Go ahead. You can speak with one another, each one separately, whichever way you want. The most important is to do it as quickly as possible and to intensively scrutinize it. And it doesn't matter how much it will be precise or not, the most important is to talk. And suddenly you will feel that something comes out of it. Go ahead.
So, actually, I start from looking towards wanting the connection between the friends. I want the friends. I want to be there. I want to give the friends to the friends. I want to give to the friends, and what do I discover? That I'm thinking about myself all day long. My thoughts concern only me. And what do I do then? I get in touch with the friends. Then I begin to act as if I'm there, as if I'm giving to the friends. And then 2 degrees are formed.
And this has to be in each state. We have to live the perfect state where the Creator is revealed in the world. He's in control. There's none else besides Him. He's good, that does good. Opposite this state, and we need to act as though that higher state is the state that we are truly in, and this is what is actually going on.
To describe to ourselves, to imagine to ourselves that we're in a state of above reason, that means above the ego, the will to receive, that paints us corporeal, beastly, earthly pictures only. And how to describe to ourselves that we're above it, that we're thinking of the friends instead of ourselves. Because we're not in it, we need to act it out.
We are in complete subjugation towards the idea that there is a force that is managing all of our thoughts and desires 100%, and only through this force we wish to connect with one another, with the help of this force, with the help of whatever is revealed. Not to try to change what is revealed, but rather to focus all of our strength in finding Him, finding the connection between us through whatever is revealed.
We have to convince ourselves that we're above reason, doing everything, seeing the friends is great, and we're certain that we're there, we've already been awarded. We do that, and along with that, the opposite is revealed. Why? So that we add more exertion. So we see more of it, and we try to work to get beyond where we were. So all of our work is then in the additions, in that delta.
I cannot just be above reason. Rather, it's an effort. And if for one moment it seems to me that I am already above reason, then in the next moment I discover that I'm still searching for self-benefit and how to get rid of the ego, also how to enjoy with greater enjoyment. And when I admit that, I will ask of the Creator that He will give me the strength not to be filled up by this.
And so it turns out that the person becomes a sandwich made of three parts. There's the lower part, which is the desires of the person, the things he constantly wants for himself. Above that, he has the annulment, the greatness of the goal, the importance of the path and the Creator, the importance of the friends. And above that, his actions, which are an act of connecting to the friends, to give to the friends, being with the friends, and in that sandwich we live always, and we don't get confused between the parts. The lower part just nourishes the other parts.
So actually this state of a prayer, it's called that we have a state of deficiency, opposite that a state of above reason, wholeness, opposite the deficiency, the lack for that wholeness, and then the Creator is weaved within, as we say that we have to stitch the state where the Creator exists in His wholeness.
And there is a common denominator, which is as if the Creator gives to each of us all sorts of problems in His imaginary corporeal life, and then we get buried under them. And the goal is for us to lift our heads and see that there is an upper life where we become more and more like the light.
Quote number 24 from Bala Sulam Shamai 238. Happy is the man who does not forget you, and the son of man who exerts in you. Happy is the man who does not forget you, and the son of man who exerts in you. When one advances by way of whiteness, he should always remember that everything he has been granted is only because he took upon himself the discernment of blackness. And he should exert it precisely in the you, by way of, and all believe that he is a God of faith, although he currently does not see any place where he has to work in faith, since everything is revealed before him. Nevertheless, he should still believe, above reason, that there is more room to believe by way of faith. And this is the meaning of, and Israel saw the great work, and they believed in the Lord. Thus, even though they have been rewarded with the discernment of saw, which is seeing, they still had the strength to believe by way of faith. And this requires great exertion. Otherwise, one loses one's degree, like Libni and Shim'i. This means that if it is not so, it means that one can listen to Torah and Mitzvot precisely at a time of whiteness. It is like a condition. However, one should listen unconditionally. Hence, at a time of whiteness, one should be careful of blemishing the blackness.
How do we make sure to be above reason, despite the fact that everything is clear and obvious to us? We understand it all.
Bakasha.
Please.
That everything is clear and well understood, that's exactly the place of the will to receive, that wishes to rest on its laurels. This is what Bala Sulam tells us in Shamati. Happy is the man who exerts in you, to always add in the exertion. If it seems to me that everything is on sitting on the laurels, I wasn't thinking about the friends enough. I wasn't adding in the exertion. There's always more room for exertion about the friends, about the connection. It means to get out of myself, from this self, first to come out to the friends and the connection to the whole of the world and to each and every state. And if we look at the whole state, it's clear that we have to add in exertion.
How can I rise above everything being clear and well understood? Because I don't want to receive in these vessels. I don't want to receive the filling in these vessels. I want to feel. I want to come out of myself. I want to feel the friends. I want to feel that I am fulfilling them, that the light is passing through me and coming to them. And not some intellectual fulfillment.
Because actually this process where I think that as though I'm already in something, I discovered something, everything is good, above that too I have to add annulment and realize that this is exactly the place where I'm not there. I am in a concern. I want to go above that state. And how will I go above it? I'll simply cancel and annul myself and connect to the friends even more, like an ever-growing fountain.
So it's known that the next degree is always the society. So if I always want to be above reason, I need to know that the society has the next reason, has the right thought, has perfection. Though I might be in perfection, but perfection is through the friends.
If everything is clear and well understood, how do we go above reason? It's clear and understood that it's not clear and well understood. So there we have to go above reason. Above reason, the friends can lift me there because I only come out of the ego. Only the friends can give me examples of bestowal, Rav, the books.
The fact that it's clear and understood within reason, the Creator gave us this sensation, this feeling that it's clear and obvious within reason. And I suppose He has a reason to do that also, and that is the next degree, above reason. And that can only happen if the friends elevate the idea that there is an upper force governing all of reality, thoughts and feelings and everything, and you need to aspire towards that.
Indeed, this constant effort that we have to search for this deficiency, not to enter a state of stillness, of silence, where everything is clear. This state where I move myself, start myself, is the state where I want to cling to the group. There are deficiencies, there are friends with yearnings. So by the very fact that I come, the very fact that I perform the action, the very fact that I enter the Zoom, this action, it starts me, motivates me to do more and more actions that obviously will start all of us to search for this connection that needs to be deeper and deeper in order to actualize the whole.
Yes, it's an excellent exercise that we're now doing to really come out of everything that's clear and understood and develop different vessels. You want to be in a different kind of connection with the friends and not like now with corporeal mind and heart.
And in this new clue that we develop, I actually discover all the time greater and more corrupted desires in me, and above them I again have to annul, I again have to and get the greatness of the goal and give the friends the next degree of connection from my side, the support, and it keeps going again. So this process of more and more, like you're strengthening some muscle or working on something that is constantly growing stronger, increasing.
And therefore, if we connect at the center of the group, there the prayer is, there the light is present, there we'll find the next degree beyond reason. It's imperfection, it's called above reason, but on the other hand, it's openly disclosed, it's perfect, it's equal, because we're talking about equivalence of form.
And in this equivalence of form, we help one another to win in the game of life. And this game is comprised by the fact that the Creator gave us corporeality and break through to spirituality. He gave us a will to receive, and we help each other to develop a desire like His, to bestow.
And we ask of you to give us the power to put you in that equation called our lives at every moment, to invite you into our workshop.
Quote number 25, Bala Sulam, letter 34. This is what the Creator gave to Moses in the verse, "Come to Pharaoh," meaning unite the truth that the entire approaching the king of Egypt is only to Pharaoh, to disclose the holy divinity. This is what he said, "For I have hardened his heart," etc., "so that I may place these signs of mine within him." In spirituality, there are no letters, as I have elaborated on before. All the multiplication in spirituality relies on the letters that are yanked from the materiality of this world, as in, "and the creator of darkness." There are no additions or novelties here, but rather the creation of darkness, which is the Merkava, the chariot or structure, that is suited to disclose the light that is good. It follows that the Creator Himself hardened His heart. Why? Because I need letters. This is the meaning of, "so that I may place these signs of mine within Him, and so that you may tell," etc., "and so that you may know that I am the Lord." Explanation. Once you receive the letters, meaning when you understand that I gave and troubled for you, as in, "do not move from behind me," etc., for you will thoroughly keep the achoraim, posterior, for me, for my name, then the abundance will do her thing, her own, and fill up the letters, and the qualities will become sefirot.
Let us